Title: Enforcement of Mental Health Parity Rules Paused with Further Changes Anticipated. Content: On May 15, 2025, the U.S. Departments of Labor, DOL, Health and Human Services, HHS, and Treasury Departments issued a statement announcing that they will not enforce portions of a final rule relating to the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, MHPAA, which was adopted in 2024. This non-enforcement policy will likely be well received by plan sponsors, employers, and health plans, many of whom have been critical of additional reporting obligations and unclear guidance from the departments. Perhaps more significantly, the statement provides that the departments will reconsider broader issues related to mental health parity, including the department's approach to enforcement of MHPAA as amended by legislation passed in 2021. The history below provides more context on this recent development. History of the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. Congress adopts the Mental Health Parity Act, 1996, and Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, 2008. Congress first tackled the issue of parity for mental health benefits in 1996 with the Mental Health Parity Act, MHPA. The MHPA imposed a basic parity requirement with respect to terms in a health plan relating to mental health, MH, benefits and medical/surgical, M/S, benefits. In particular, it focused on parity with respect to plan terms that adopted dollar amount limits on benefits, including aggregate lifetime limits and annual limits. In 2008, Congress adopted the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act, MHPAA, which added a requirement for parity between mental health and substance use disorder, MH/SUD, benefits and M/S benefits with respect to financial requirements, i.e., cost-sharing terms like deductibles, copayments, coinsurance, and out-of-pocket expenses, and treatment limitations, e.g., limits on the frequency of treatment, number of visits, days of coverage, or other similar limits on the scope or duration of treatment. MHPAA precludes financial requirements or treatment limitations on MH/SUD benefits that do not apply to M/S benefits. Financial requirements or treatment limitations that apply to MH/SUD benefits must generally be no more restrictive than the predominant financial requirements or treatment limitations that apply to M/S benefits. HHS, Treasury, and DOL adopt implementing regulations. MHPAA is administered by three executive departments, HHS, Treasury, and DOL. These departments adopted joint interim final rules in 2010 and final rules in 2013. The 2010 interim rules created a distinction between quantitative treatment limitations, QTLs, those that are expressed numerically, such as limits on the number of doctor visits, and non-quantitative treatment limitations, NQTLs, which include other limitations such as requirements for a referral from a primary care provider before seeing a specialist. They also established six benefits classifications and provided that parity requirements for treatment limitations must be applied on a classification-by-classification basis. The 2013 final rules adopted the interim rules with some modifications. Because QTLs are expressed numerically, the 2013 rules provide for parity to be determined mathematically. NQTLs, on the other hand, are subject to different parity standards. In particular, plans must not adopt any NQTLs that apply to MH/SUD benefits in a given classification unless, under the terms of the plan as written and in operation, any processes, strategies, evidentiary standards, or other factors used in applying the NQTL to MH/SUD benefits in the given benefits classification are comparable to and are applied no more stringently than the processes, strategies, evidentiary standards, or other factors used in applying the NQTL to M/S benefits in the classification. Emphasis added. Congress amends the MHPAA in the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021. Congress amended MHPAA as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021, the CAA. The CAA codified the 2013 rules criteria for NQTL parity and imposed a statutory requirement that plans perform and document and make available to the departments. Comparative analyses demonstrating that the processes, strategies, evidentiary standards, and other factors used to apply the NQTLs to MH/SUD benefits, as written and in operation, are comparable to and are APPL.